Training for Life. American Legion, Columbia University, educate Legion family on science-based protocol to save at-risk veterans. By Henry Howard. One of the most harmful myths about suicide is that talking about it plants the idea or raises the risk of a suicide attempt, leading many to think that silence is the best option. Nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, the American Legion's Be the One mission wants people to know it's okay to not be okay, and encourages people to engage with a veteran whose life may be at risk. Such conversations can be intimidating, but are critical to reducing the veteran suicide rate. That's why the Legion is partnering with the Columbia University Lighthouse Project to conduct virtual and in-person training sessions that walk American Legion family members through a well-researched, proven process of asking specific questions to help them determine if a veteran is at risk of attempting suicide. If you can talk about suicide, you can talk about anything, says Kelly Posner, a psychiatry professor at Columbia and lead scientist for the protocol. If we don't find the people suffering in silence and connect the right people to the care they need, we can't save lives. In 2018, Posner was awarded the Secretary of Defense Medal for Exceptional Public Service for her efforts leading to suicide reduction. The Department of Defense hailed Posner's work as nothing short of a miracle, and said her effective model of improving the world will help propel us closer to a world without suicide. In her role, Posner's focused on policy and implementation of the protocol across the nation. In highlighting the importance of Columbia's program, she wants to correct another myth. Only mental health professionals can help a person who is on the verge of suicide. We've been working tirelessly to undo these attitudes, she says. You can save a life has been our call to action. The direct approach has helped us move certain mountains and learn who might be a suicide risk. Columbia's protocol has been called the gold standard because it is the first use of science-based thresholds in predicting who is at imminent risk to attempt suicide. We didn't know who to worry about before, Posner explains. That's been pretty much broken down because of the vast scientific database. But in veterans specifically, these questions have predicted who would go on to try to take their lives. The protocol. The university team conducted a large nationwide study to develop the Columbia Suicide Severity Rating Scale, CSSRS, which has led to improved detection of suicidal thoughts and actions, and ultimately saves lives by better identifying those individuals most at risk. The CSSRS is a step-by-step series of questions to ask a veteran who shows signs of potentially hurting oneself. From the answers, the person asking the questions can assess how serious the other person is about considering or attempting suicide. One of the game changers is this intent to act, Posner says. The questions are, have you had thoughts of killing yourself? Have you thought about how you might do this? And then, have you had these thoughts and had some intention of acting on them? That's the first question where you will get into high risk. There are studies that show risk increases 1,400% just from that question. That's one game changer we knew was important to put in there. The CSSRS is also the first to address the full range of behavior. Previously, the focus was on asking about suicide attempts, but that didn't account for those who had taken some sort of action, such as buying a gun, writing a suicide note, collecting pills. Our science shows us that those other behaviors represent 87% of serious suicidal behaviors we weren't asking about before, she says. Each one of those other behaviors are equally or more predictive. Why Colombia? The American Legion evaluated and extensively reviewed more than 10 training programs before selecting Colombia. The credibility, efficacy, and global use of the Colombia Protocol were all major factors for choosing them, says Waco Hoover, a Marine Corps veteran and Be the One chairman. The training's curriculum and practical approach is designed for those without any experience with suicide prevention. That reflects Be the One's mission because our goal is to equip Legionnaires, other veterans, service members, and family members with the tools to identify risk factors and warning signs to prevent suicide. Hoover has completed the training, which takes about 90 minutes. The biggest takeaway for me is the practicality of the information shared and how easy it is to use, he says. Anyone can apply this proven method to help identify someone who is at risk of suicide. The training also does an excellent job of helping us to approach a really sensitive subject matter with a friend or loved one. These are hard conversations. It's understandable to worry about offending someone if they are not at risk, but I'm willing to take that chance if it can save their life. All American Legion family members are encouraged to participate in Colombia's training, which will be offered throughout the year at national and department meetings, as well as virtually. The goal is to train more than 100,000 people over the next 18 to 24 months. Learn more about the training and register at legion.org/be the one. Our goal is to equip our members and community with the tools to identify risk factors and warning signs for people at risk for suicide, Hoover says. Our strategy is focused on upstream solutions. The more members and Americans who are trained, the greater chance we have to prevent someone from reaching crisis in the first place. Worth 90 minutes of your day. Bryce Hullett, a service officer in the American Legion Department of Indiana, was among the first to complete the training. It's a very good, useful tool, says Hullett, a Navy veteran and member of Post 64 in Indianapolis. It will help anyone pick up subtleties in a veteran or civilian who might have thoughts of suicide or is having a bad mental health day. This makes it so much easier for an everyday person to understand what to do. The first hour of training walks participants through slides explaining the protocol, followed by a role-playing segment that demonstrates how to apply the training. I believe that posts could adapt this and have members practice the role-playing, and it would be beneficial. It is worth 90 minutes of your day to save someone's life. Urgent remedy. Posner points out that the training can be instrumental in steering an at-risk individual away from a suicide attempt in an urgent situation. Approximately 70% of attempts are made within an hour of when a person starts to consider suicides. Wherever a method is that can take a life, the Colombia Protocol can be there to potentially save that life, she says. That's really important because there's this myth that if somebody has their head set on suicide, there's nothing you can do about it. It's actually the opposite. When you intervene, 93% of people will never try it again. Veterans tend to possess a strong sense of self-reliance and pride. Unfortunately, those same traits can prevent them from seeking help. They believe they can fix their own problems, she says. That's why we need to encourage this, normalize it, and have a culture shift that manning up and seeking help are actually signs of strength. That goes hand in hand with getting the Colombia in all hands. Posner compares the potential impact of Colombia training to the implementation of antibiotics or the campaign to curb smoking. Success would look like we do away with this leading cause of death, she says. Doing away with suicide will depend upon having one of those magnificent public health approaches that truly does get it in all hands. Then all the people who are at risk and need the care they deserve can be connected to it. That's where the training comes in for American Legion service officers, post leaders, canteen managers, and anyone else who may encounter an at-risk veteran. In less time than it takes to watch a ball game, catch a movie, or attend a concert, participants can learn the skills needed to save a life. What if each one of us spent just 90 minutes of our life on this training, learning how to help a loved one or a friend or someone else understand their life is worth living? Hoover says, that's a pretty empowering way we can all be the one when called upon. Henry Howard is Deputy Director of Media and Communications for the American Legion. Sidebars. 1. It takes only one person, you, to save the life of an at-risk veteran. 2. Suicides rank as cause of death among veterans younger than 45. 10. Minutes that can elapse between the time a person considers suicide and acts on it. Virtual, in-person training available. As part of the Be the One mission, the American Legion is partnering with Columbia University to conduct training for those who want to learn more about how best to interact with and respond to veterans who may be in crisis. After completing the training, participants will be able to use the Columbia Suicide Severity Rating Scale, C-SSRS, to determine if a veteran is at risk. Identify risk factors and warning signs. Outline the types of suicidal ideation and 4 behaviors that indicate imminent risk. Communicate effectively with a veteran who may be at risk of hurting oneself. Members of the American Legion family are encouraged to take part in this training and share the lessons with their posts, units, squadrons, and communities. For updates on when training will be held both in person and virtually, go to betheone.org/training. Be the One Resources. American Legion National Headquarters is updating its Be the One resources for posts, districts, and departments. New items include how-to videos, including a series narrated by a post commander about how to conduct a successful Be the One event, sample social media posts, revised sample press releases, and more. betheone.org/resources. 50.8%. Veterans and service members who died by suicide who did not have a mental illness. 135. People affected when a person dies by suicide. What to ask a veteran at risk? Ask questions that are bolded and underlined. Always ask questions 1 and 2. Wishing to be dead. 1. Have you wished you were dead or wished you could go to sleep and not wake up? Suicidal thoughts. 2. Have you actually had any thoughts of killing yourself? If yes to 2, ask questions 3, 4, and 5. If no to 2, go directly to question 6. 3. Have you been thinking about how you might do this? E.g., I thought about taking an overdose, but I never made a specific plan as to when, where, or how I would actually do it, and I would never go through with it. Suicidal intent without specific plan. 4. Have you had these thoughts and had some intention of acting on them? As opposed to, I have the thoughts, but I definitely will not do anything about them. Suicidal intent with specific plan. 5. Have you started to work out or worked out the details of how to kill yourself? Did you intend to carry out this plan? Suicide behavior question. 6. Have you ever done anything, started to do anything, or prepared to do anything to end your life? Examples. Took pills, tried to shoot yourself, cut yourself, hanged yourself, took out pills but didn't swallow any, held a gun but changed your mind, or it was grabbed from your hand, went to the roof but didn't jump, collected pills, obtained a gun, gave away valuables, wrote a will or suicide note, etc. If yes, ask, how many times in your life did this happen? If yes, ask, was this within the past 3 months? In the United States in 2021, there were 48,000 deaths by suicide, 1.7 million attempts to die by suicide, 12.3 million adults who seriously considered a suicide attempt. End of sidebars.